This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, my word. What a time we are having here on Worship Radio 247. I mean, it is just utterly amazing. And then, after all the worship and of all the glorification of our God, and after breaking bread, and after everything we've been doing, I get to bring you this word. Beloved, this isn't work. This is a joy. And I know that I am in exactly the place where God Almighty wants me. And I pray that for you, in Jesus' name. As you've been listening to Worship Radio 247 today, I pray in Jesus' name that you are in exactly the place where God Almighty wants you to be doing exactly what God Almighty wants you to be doing, because there can be no greater joy. We're looking at Psalm 91, and today we arrive at verse 14. And this is my prayer for you. When I finish this series, you will never, ever, ever look at Psalm 91 again the way that you looked at it before, because I am certain you just read it. And today, and the preceding days, God Almighty has opened it up for you. He has shown you what he meant when he inspired his servant to write it. Verse 14 says this: "The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name." You see, you can just run over that as fast as you like and just say it. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Then let's get on to the next verse. When they call on me, blah, 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 blah. How can you? How can you just go to the next verse without understanding fully what just occurred? The Word of God says these words. The Lord says. If you've ever wondered what God is saying to you today, right now, right at this moment, then I can tell you this. The Lord is saying something to you so special, so secure, and so wonderful right at this second. Why? Because it's coming out of the Bible, and the first words we see when we look at that is, "The Lord says." Can I get an amen? But what does our God say? He says this: I will rescue those who love me. I will rescue those who love me. And if, beloved, you can say right now with a sure certainty in your heart, and you can say with clarity in your mind and in your brain and in your soul and in your very being, if you can cry out, "Lord God Almighty, I love you," can you do that? Can you do that? Can you cry out at the top of your voice right now, "Lord God Almighty, I love you"? Can you? If you can, do it with me. Lord God Almighty, I love you! when the needles on the equipment just went nuts. But I don't care. Because I can say it with a clean and pure heart, Lord God Almighty, I love you. And I can say it with a clean and pure heart right now, because we have just broken bread and we have asked the Lord to rid us of all impurities, to rid us of all sin. And therefore, right now in my heart is pure. Because I have prayed it, and I believe the word of my God and my Father. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. So consequently, if you join me just now in shouting out at the top of your voice, Lord God, I love you. If you did that, you can only do it with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that. You can only utter those words through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible otherwise. To say, Lord God Almighty, I love you, and to mean it, you can say the words. You can say the words, of course you can. But to actually mean it, it can only come with the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, if you are saying, God Almighty, I love you, then know this, He is saying to you today, whenever you are in trouble, whenever you need rescuing, guess what? I am going to rescue you. I am not going to leave you in that trap. I am not going to let you fester in that bear trap. Imagine walking through the forest and all of a sudden your leg gets caught in a trap and you're stuck and you can't get out. Well, God Almighty, He's going to send His angel to prise open that bear trap, and so that your leg will go free. And guess what He'll do on top of that? Where the injury of the bear trap has crushed against your leg, He will touch your leg and it will be healed so that it will be perfect, because He has promised to rescue you. He's not going to rescue you and then allow you to limp down the road. He's going to rescue so that you can run down the road. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Now watch this. In the same verse, 14, He says, I will protect those, watch this, who trust in my name. If you trust God Almighty, if you can honestly say right now that you trust God Almighty, and let me tell you, if you have just declared in a loud voice that you love Him, then you have no option but to trust Him. Who loves someone they don't trust? How can you possibly love someone and not trust them? How can you lose trust for that person? Well, you can. And that's the point. You can lose trust. If you love your wife or your husband and something has happened to break that trust, you can still love them, but you can lose that trust. But God Almighty doesn't do anything to you where you could possibly lose your trust, because Jesus says in Matthew the 28th chapter and verse 18, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Say those words with me. I will never leave you. Say that. Nor forsake you. Say that. That is what Jesus is saying. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And therefore, if Jesus is never going to leave you nor forsake you, why can't you trust in Almighty God? Because you've just declared in a loud voice, I love you. Watch what the verse says. It says, I will protect those who trust in my name. If you are going to say that you love Him, then you must trust Him. Because when you trust Him, He's going to protect you. His hedge of protection will be around you. There was a rapist who was raping women on this campus in the United States some years ago. And there was a young girl coming out of her dorm, walking down the road. And she had been warned that there was a rapist around and that she had to be careful and not to walk on her own. Well, this particular girl was walking on her own and she was quite worried, quite frightened, but she trusted Almighty God. She trusted in the Lord because she loved him so much. And sure enough, a man started coming towards her. She was walking away from him and he was behind her. And he started walking towards her and she turned round and saw him. She didn't run. But all of a sudden, this man turned on his heels and ran in the opposite direction. And when he was picked up by the police officers, she was a witness, and she said to the police officers, well, I don't know what happened, but he ran away. And the guy said to the police officers, there was no way I was going anywhere near that woman. She had these four guys that must have been 7.5 foot tall standing around her. I will protect those who trust in my name. The word trust is so important here, beloved. You've already declared that you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Then now say, Lord God Almighty, I trust you. Say that with me now. Lord God Almighty, I trust you. I trust you. There's a song that I used to sing as a child. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You have to trust and obey. And after the next song I'm going to play, I'm going to find that song and I'm going to play it for you today. So important. Beloved, just rest assured, God loves you. And he's now going to protect you. Let's just pray together now. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for what has happened today on the program. Thank you, Father, for your spirit. And thank you for pouring your love down upon us today in such a special way. We declare to you, Lord, we love you. And Lord God Almighty, we trust in your holy name. Protect us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen. And to God be given the glory and the power and the honor